Between now and then, it becomes your and my job to get as many through those gates as we can. Oh, yes, it does. And, oh, I'm ready. To move you in wisdom, but we're going to get as many through there as we can. And meanwhile, there'll be a lot to rise to resist, but he's already painted the picture through me what will happen to those that resist. You've seen them die, you've seen them paralyzed, and you need to worry, that's what will happen. You don't have to do a thing, only just move in power. You don't have to start fighting with them.
Well, check, we're being walked over. Go ahead.
Don't bow to them. You don't fight with them. You don't destroy them. That's not your business, is it?
Go radio check.
Ooh. You deliver the everlasting gospel, and he destroys. So, well, what kind of power brings in operation their destruction when they resist you? Well, one particular one, I just looked at them. Nothing, I didn't do a thing. Didn't even know it was happening. And another one, I led him up to Jesus in the midst. I knew what was happening, but I said, well, maybe come up there and repent. They carried him out, and he's paralyzed 3 days. So you don't have to let the devil put a hatred and vengeance in your heart. You don't do this thing. But you move in fire and glory, and you don't bow your head to anything. Well, what about bowing to you, Brother Pruitt, and those in authority? You don't bow to me. You stand up and take what I dish out. And if you need it strong, you'll get it strong, won't you? And when we get through with our conversation of fire, you'll be a better person. Because you and I both know that the Lord knows everything you are and everything you aren't. And you and I both know that I know it too. You and I both know that. You've seen it demonstrated too many times. And then you'll see others that come into a place, they'll know it. You that moving in love, you have no fear of me, do you? You that moving in disobedience, you're scared to death of me. Oh, you've come to me 3 or 4 times, several times, trying to deceive me. I just looked at you. Over the years, you tried to deceive me. You go away and say, now, I told Brother, and he knew I was lying to him. Wonder why he just sat up there and looked at me and agreed with me. Okashabaha. Oh, we'll have many conversations of fire. Well, one day I tell you when I'm going to get to laugh, I'm just going to laugh. Ooh, I'm going to have me a good time. When God goes to giving you people. Giving you people responsibility for you to lead them in. Oh, are you ready? And when he gives you some people, Brother Billy John, you know what? They're going to be just like you were. And you're going to come to me and say, Brother, what am I going to do? And I'm just going to laugh and laugh. And I'm going to say, now you're either going to pay for your raising. You're going to go to trying to get them off on your wife or get them off on somebody else, but you're not going to get rid of them. You're going to take them. And you're going to suffer with them. It's the rule of God now. You're going to pay for your raising. Spiritually. Every bit of the trouble you have caused me and the Lord, you're going to have it turned back on you double fold with people, with children just like you. And you'll know just how to handle them because you had to go through every bit of it. Brother Jerry, I can't hardly wait. Brother Jerry can't stand but about one like him at a time. The Lord's not going to put on you more than you're able to bear. And Brother Pelham can't stand but about a half of one at a time. But when you come to me, I'm going to laugh, and I'm going to laugh, and I'm going to do everything I can to help you in the wisdom of God, except take them away from you. I'm not going to take them away from you. When he puts them to you, you got them. I sure do feel sorry for you, brother. If he happens to give you somebody like you. Whew. And you, oh, Lord. I'm not even going to stay around when she gives, when he gives her somebody like that. Poor old Silas. He's going to give you somebody that'll sit down with you hours and you'll feed them the wisdom of God and they'll go right out and do right hops. And then I'm going to laugh. Oh. And when he gives Bernice a scripture spouting bunch of people. And he gives Cassie a people filled with religion, always meddling in God's business, trying to get everybody straightened out, you know. Oh, I'm going to laugh. And I'll be bringing the whole host of Mennonites down on you. Brother Buddy, I'm not going to say a word about you. I'm not going to talk much about Keith there, but I'm going to look at him anyway. Oh, God. Poor Carol. Now, we're telling this in having a joking time about it. This is one of the characters of God that when a victory is won, he laughs. God, he knows what's coming. Now, listen. This is exactly what will happen to you, and I'm not kidding. When you begin to move out in the ministry, see, no man comes onto me except the Spirit drawn. And God's going to draw onto you people that you can handle. And you'll know them because you've already been through the life of Satan. And you've learned Satan. This is the way God works everything according to the pleasure of his goodwill. And all things work together for them good to them that love God. You know the working of Satan. Because you lived in it and suffered in it. And you'll be able to see exactly what's going on in him. You may not like it, but you'll see right there, painted in them, your old life. In them, the old life that you cast in that sea of forgiveness. But he spiritualized it and now makes it a gift of discerning of spirits to where you can see the devil working. But he'll pull them unto you, and you'll take them in love. You will. You may not like them, but if you submit to the Lord and say, Lord, I receive them as your charge, give them back to him, you'll be able to move with them and deliver them. Because when he draws someone to you, he's going to leave a compassion in your heart. Oh, he's going to leave the nail scars in your hand and the wound in your side. Yes, he is. He's going to leave that old past suffering, and you're going to look at those people, I'm not kidding you, and you're going to weep. I'm not kidding you. You're going to walk into some of those dens and places you used to go into. Yes, you are. And you're not going to be able to help yourself. You're going to see right there those people in that same bondage you, and that love that's in you, you're going to have to go to the bathroom somewhere. I've had to do that many times. You're going to just start weeping. Because he's going to identify you. See, he takes these things and he makes you identify with their suffering. And they don't even know they're suffering, do they? But there they are, and there's someone going to weep for it. And you're going to weep for it. No, you're not going to be able to help it at all. You won't be able to help it. You're going to stand upright, but you're going to weep. Because iniquity is at its fullest in the world. Many, many millions of people, just like you. Many, million, millions, just like you. And the only way you can bear it is in love and weeping, Terry. If you go to looking at their faults, the only thing wrong with them, and go to blaming them, you'll want to get you a club and start in after them. But that won't deliver them. The only thing to deliver them is to follow the principle. He that goeth forth weeping, bearing seeds, shall surely come again, bringing his sheaves with him. So that weeping and love, identifying yourself with their suffering, and the devil beating around on them, through that weeping and love, God will work out an abhorrence for Satan on them and a love for them. And you'll be able to tell the difference. And you won't get a club after them. You'll get the life of God and the deliverance of the Holy Ghost. And you'll move in. Won't you? Oh, now, I want us to do this right now. And he wants to baptize you. Just give you a taste. I want him to just let right before you there flash a bunch of people that are in the shape that you were in. Oh, just close your eyes and just let him flash it up there. Oh, 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 yeah, oh. Cast out. You became an orphan because they didn't know what to do with you. You were such a stinker. So you were raised orphan. You went out rebellious against society and the devil beating you around. Now weep for him. Oh. 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 Close your eyes, brother. Close your eyes. Close your eyes. Oh. 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 Yeah, he's cast those things in the sea of forgiveness. but he left inside of you the nail scars of love and the spear slash of love. And you'll be able to feel everything that they feel in love. Ooh! Shikara la 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 braya. Oh, 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 shake la 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 la. Oh, look at them, Mike. See them out there. Oh, all the honky tonks full of them. Look at them. Oh. Oh. Oh, look at them, Cassie, Bernice. The whole world covered with them. Oh. Jumping around like frogs on a hot griddle. Nervous, condemned, and beat to death by scriptures or religious teaching. Look at them. There they are. Look at them, Sylvia. Oh, you see them come up before you in the hospital every day. See them right there, beat to death by Satan. Look at them, Joe. Octavia, yeah, there they are. They belong to you. Look at them, Virginia. There they are. Look at them. There they are, being beat to death out there in the religious world just like you were. Look at them. There they are, wandering around in every place, dry and hungry, just like you were, not knowing where to go. There they are, weeping for them. Whoa, there they are, Carol, Billy, every one of them. Satan being beat to death by theologies. There they are. Weep for them. Death by Satan. Oh, there they are. Oh. Oh, there they are, Brother Betty. Oh, yeah, it gets good, don't it? Oh. Running around like scared cats. Oh, look at them. See them? Oh. Oh! Oh! Oh!
Blessed are the poor in spirit, they know their need. They've been touched by our Father in their time of need. And they know and respond to Jesus as he shines on our faith. Blessed are the orphans, the strangers and poor. Blessed are the mourners, our Lord Jesus. They have no one to comfort them, so they look to our God. And he wraps them in his presence with his comforting cloud. Our Lord Jesus said.
And he wraps them in his presence with his comforting
Republicans and the kingdom of God. As your breath of love's dominion stills their fears and quiet their demons, breathing hath been. And clothe upon them of Jesus' love and grace. Blessed are the orphans, the strangers and poor. Blessed are the mourners, our Lord. And he wraps them in his presence with his comfort. Thank you. before the religious and haughty. Sit down and eat, and give them a sop of Judas at Jesus' feet. Clothe them on with terror, judgment of the cross, and rescue some. Some will come free. Blessed are the orphans, the strangers and the poor. Blessed are the mourners, our Lord Jesus said. They have no one to comfort them, so they look to our God. And he wraps them in his presence with his comfort. And walk thou among them in humility, letting the virtue of Jesus flow out to their knees. Blessed are the orphans, strangers and blessed are the mourners, our Lord Jesus said. They have no one to comfort them, so they look to our God. And he wraps them in his presence, comforting
must be closed on with fire. Blessed are the orphans, the strangers, and the poor. Blessed are the mourners, our Lord Jesus said. They have no one to comfort them, so they look. Wraps them in his presence with his comforting
with his comfort.